Private lenders. Private lenders make up a small but important category for funding residential mortgage loans. Private lenders have a relationship with one or more loan originators and selectively invest in mortgages that might not otherwise have a ready buyer in the secondary market. One benefit that a loan originator has through relationships with private lenders is that the originator can create novel and unique loan products that appeal to a niche market. Because they are the least regulated category of lender, they can fulfill a space in the marketplace for unconventional loans. Individuals. Another category of private lender is the seller who agrees to finance all or part of a sale for a buyer. This form of financing is often referred to as seller financing or a seller carryback. Seller financing is the least common form of mortgage financing. Nonetheless, a considerable number of seller finance transactions close every year. When the seller agrees to finance a portion of the purchase price for the borrower, the financing is most often done in the same manner as any lender, on a note and deed of trust, mortgage. Consider the following transaction. Sale price, $150,000. Down payment, minus $35,000. Loan amount, $115,000. In a typical transaction, the buyer would obtain a new loan to complete the purchase. Under some circumstances, it is desirable for the seller to provide financing. In the above situation, the buyer will pay $35,000 down at closing. The title company or attorneys will prepare a note and deed of trust. The note is made payable to the seller, and it is secured with the deed of trust, mortgage. If the buyer goes into default, the seller can foreclose the property using the same procedures as any conventional mortgage company. This form of seller finance protects the buyer because title transfers at closing and protects the seller who has a security interest in the property. Seller finance is often desirable in a transaction because the seller wants to do it. Many sellers see notes secured by real estate to be good investments. While that may be so, one issue with seller finance is liquidity. The seller's money is tied up in a note. The property being sold may be of a type or condition that makes it difficult to finance through regular mortgage lenders. The buyer/borrower may be a reasonable credit risk, but might have issues in their history that make a loan challenging to obtain. In some situations, sellers may have to make funds available to a buyer to ensure a contract is executed, especially in cases where conventional financing is not a viable option. Terms for individual seller financing are typically worked out directly between the individual providing financing and the buyer. Gifts. Gift funds are most often used for down payment funds. Any funds provided as a gift must be accompanied by a letter from the gifting party, stating the amount of the gift and that the gift does not need to be repaid. This letter must be provided to the loan originator. While any individual may gift another individual with any funds they desire, existing tax laws limit tax-exempt gifts to $19,000 per individual per year. Most loan programs require that gift funds be from members of the borrower's immediate family. In most of these programs, loan originators, builders, and real estate agents are barred from providing a borrower with gift funds. Foreign lenders. Investment in the secondary market is a global opportunity that attracts investors from all over the world. The recent financial crisis notwithstanding, investments in U.S. securities are seen as a far safer strategy than investing in regions of uncertain economic prospects and political or civil turmoil. The direct participation of foreign lenders in the primary lending market is not pervasive at this point. In addition to substantial investments in U.S. mortgage-backed securities, foreign investors continue to invest in U.S. real estate directly.